Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And guess what, Ellie?
What?
Guess who's back?
Is it Zoe DePass off of Dressed Like a Mum?
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Zoe DePass.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Welcome back. Welcome home.
Thanks.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back on now. And look, you know, we know you. We love you.
Thanks.
But for the listeners out there, who the hell are you?
I mean, just some mum on the internet.
Yeah. You know?
I stand by walls. I get people to take photos of me standing by walls.
Yeah.
And
often I'm, with your mouth open, that's your signature look.
Yeah, that's just a default. It just opens
automatically.
A camera, I see a camera, I'm like,
like a bin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Step on your foot.
Yeah, that's the look I'm going for.
So you're a fashionista, fashion blogger?
Yeah, I have a website and Instagram account called Dress Like a Mum.
Mm-hmm.
And it started as a mission to change the bad reputation of mum dressing and turn that into a positive. So it was kind of a statement like, I do dress like a mum and that's cool.
Yeah, not like, oh no, you dress like a mum. No, yeah, I dress like a mum.
Exactly.
I should say today you are dressed like some sort of plane in the Serengeti.
You're zebra.
Wearing two kinds of zebra print.
Double zebra and snake.
See. I'm not a fashionista. I'm a fashion idiot. And I thought you weren't supposed to mix animal prints. Is that wrong now? Is that one out the window?
No rules here.
Hey, all right. I'm into it. I'm going to go home and get myself a tiger hat to go. Perhaps one of those tiger skin rugs, and I should wear it like a cloak over my leopard skin jeans. Is that fashion?
Why
Does that
not?
Sound good?
It depends how you wear it. If it's all in your mind, you know. I reckon if you're committed to that look, then you could nail it.
Right, I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be a fashionista.
You can, Ellie.
How hard can it be?
You just have to think it.
Yeah.
Now, you might be hearing some ambiance. You might be hearing some children, some wind. Not from me. That is because, Ellie, where are we?
We're in the grounds of the Horniman Museum in southeast London.
Horniman?
The Horniman.
Horniman?
Horniman.
Horniman.
It is actually spelt Horniman, but with an I. So, yeah, which people always find hilarious. Unless they've grown up here like me, in which case it's just something you're very used to hearing and it's not hilarious. But it is the Horniman Museum.
It's the jewel of the southeast of London.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was Zoe, but apart from
thanks, guys.
Got lovely jewels.
Yes, what are we doing here at the Horniman?
Well, Ellie, we're doing a podcast with the wonderful people from Honest Kids Organic, and they make amazing fruit juice drink, and they've decided to sponsor this podcast. And today's theme is all about getting outdoors. And do you know what we're doing?
What?
We're getting outdoors.
Oh, my God. It's a logistical nightmare, but here we are.
That's right. This is the first time that we've done a podcast in a park, or a parkcast. That's what we're going to call it today.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Let's do that then.
If it makes you happy, you go for it. You do. Would you just describe yourself as being quite outdoorsy?
An outdoorsy type?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, in a way. No, I mean, I'm not like that good at sport or sporty or anything, but I like going outside and getting involved and, you know,
nature.
On your bike?
Yeah, I'm on my bike.
And you like a bit of skiing as well. I've seen a bit of photos
love
of you.
Love a bit of skiing.
Snowboarding?
Love a bit of snowboarding, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any injuries? You haven't fallen off?
Yeah, well, I haven't had serious ones, but I probably will now.
Let's find out.
Yeah. Let's tempt fate, shall we?
Yay!
Yeah, I love snowboarding, and I take the kids to school on the bike. So I do, you know, I'm quite active. But, you know, I wouldn't say I'm good at things like lacrosse or hockey, but luckily I don't have to play that ever.
I like being outdoors, but I sort of like outdoor activities that are very low effort, like a picnic. How do you feel about a picnic?
Love a picnic.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And when I say picnic, really I just mean drinking outside. Let's be honest, that's what we're talking
Sandwiches,
about.
Sandwiches, also no washing up, you know, like less mess on the floor, all that kind of. Yeah, love a picnic.
That's my kind of outdoor thing.
I grew up in Australia, so we were basically outdoors 98% of the time. We came in to sleep, and that was about it.
Yeah.
And we were always just basically told go out and come back when it was dark. And so everything involved being outside, and that was what you were meant to be good at. The indoor people were the weirdos, that were the goths and the, you know, people who played chess. Hello to our chess fans out there.
Hello, chess fans.
We're all welcome here. But yeah, we spent all our holidays like going on hikes and walks and going to the beach and all that sort of stuff. It just felt a bit easier.
Yeah.
And someone said like your kids are less of an arsehole if you put them outside. I think that's quite true.
Yeah.
They don't get all cooped up and go all weirdo.
Yeah.
I
don't think I'm an arsehole, and I went out a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
Which is a bonus.
Yeah, that's right. I think we can just attribute that to being outside.
Yeah. Especially, I don't know if it's true, but someone once said to me, oh, you've got two boys, you must run them like dogs. Run them like dogs. Take them to the park, throw a loaf of bread into the middle of the park, watch them run.
A stick, not a loaf of bread. That's a duck.
No, I think that's what they do. Don't they in greyhound races? So I remember a friend of my brother's had a greyhound at Catford Dogs when it was still still a greyhound stadium there, and he had this dog, and it was doing really well. It had this race, and it was amazing. And for once, this bloody dog was in the lead, and everyone was like, "Yeah!" And apparently, someone threw a loaf of bread at his head and knocked it out. So that's what I've got in my head now. That
Catford Dogs, it was rough back then.
It was a different time.
Knocked out a loaf of bread.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been knocked unconscious by a loaf of bread.
No, but my mate did sit. They were having an after party, long story short, and everyone crowded back to her house, and one of the guests sat on the dog, and at the after party, she had to give him to her dog mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But yeah, it was fine, actually. It was fine.
Oh my God, I was once on school camp and someone threw their apple core, hit a pigeon, and it died.
Oh, hit a pigeon, the pigeon died.
With an apple core. Became legend in our school. It's like, oh my God, Greg threw an apple core and it killed a pigeon in the head.
This is what counts for after dinner anecdotes in Australia, everyone. This is very sophisticated.
Good times.
Yes. By food, we digress.
Yes, I'm sure honest organic kids are desperate for us to talk more about dogs being mouth to mouth resuscitated and pigeons dying, but we must move on,
so
guys.
Many bands.
We must
so much
move bands. On. Now we did have you on the podcast years ago.
Ages ago.
And since then, you've had another child. So you've got three now, Zelda Pass. Yep. How's that working out?
That's good. We're done now, though. That's a lot. We always wanted three, and now we've got three, so we're very lucky, and we're not having any more.
No.
But it's great. I love it.
So going back to our outdoorsy theme, do you find it harder to get outdoors now you've got three of them? Because that's the thing. There's all this stuff have when you've got... Well, even with two of them, there's blankets and spare pants, and it's just a pain, isn't it?
It is, but we just do it anyway. We're quite a well-oiled machine now, you know. We know what we need to take. We've got, like, a backpack for the baby, we've got a buggy, you know, we've got bikes, we've got scooters, we've got all the stuff.
Machinery.
All the machinery. But we still do it. It just takes a bit longer to leave the house.
So here's the thing. So I like a park, right? I love where we are now. It's lovely. It's quite ambient temperature.
Yeah.
There's trees for shade and it's quite breezy.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, it's all very jolly. I'm going to say this. I cannot stand the bloody beach. Don't want to go to the beach. See, I knew you'd make that
face.
Why is that?
Is it the lack of shade?
Right, lack of shade, number one.
Toilet?
Don't like sand. No. Not a big fan of... You have to put sun cream on because there's no shade, and then the sand gets everywhere, gets in your sand witches. That's why they're called that.
Is it?
And there's often no toilets. Like in the park, there's a toilet. There's a little cafe. It's all very jolly.
We're in the sea.
Oh yeah, we're in the sea. Well, Helen can't. We're in the sea.
I cannot do that. I'm not very good at an outdoor wee. And so often when I'm in the sea, when we were in Ibiza recently, I closed up.
Oh.
And he was like, just let go. I was like, can't. Usually can do a quick wee after about three sneezes, but in the sea.
She's like a mussel shell before
A mollusk.
Oh, yeah.
How about some sexy stats, guys? Would you like some sexy stats?
Oh, yeah.
Stat me, Ellie, stat me.
You're going to be so aroused.
Research has shown that Brits are spending more time inside, tapping away at a computer. I'm reading this out. Hunched over phones, because I never do that, obviously. Yeah. More time inside than outside in the great outdoors. Nearly half the nation, 47%, said they never have the time to venture outside.
Nightmare.
And 15% complain they don't have anywhere picturesque nearby to visit.
Who are these mole people?
I don't know. Where are
they're inside doing surveys.
This is it.
Like, what losers? Who wants to do that?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I've got time inside. I'm just going to stat this up.
Actually, our source, by the way, is Jordan's, in conjunction with its farm partnership. Just, you know, journalism, that's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? Say where you got that from.
For
didn't
that,
just
Ellie.
Make it up. Didn't
no.
just make it up. Yeah.
I love it. Well, we could.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd believe
89%
it.
89% of people have never been to a park. There you are.
Just say
what's
that.
Wrong with
say
you?
That. Get outdoors.
Broken Britain. Broken Britain.
That is, isn't it? Awesome.
Yeah. Why do you think people aren't going out enough?
I mean, they're lazy. I think.
Tell it like it is.
You dicks.
Maybe they just can't be asked, can they? Because I guess you're
coming to them now.
Exactly,
on the internet.
Yeah. Exactly. They're looking at their phones and they're like, oh, I'll just watch this or do that or play that game.
Mm.
Boring. Get yourself a frisbee. One of my favourite park games.
Frisbee like a mum. There's your new
side hustle. Side hustle.
Yeah. Try not to knock each other out, so you have to give each other mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's the trick with it, I find.
When you like knock out a cat, you have to like swing it around your head.
What?
To like
so much science on this pod.
Really? I think so. I'm going to look into that. I'll get back to you. But
are you just thinking of the classic English metaphor, not enough room to swing a cat, and you've somehow conflated
maybe
that in your mind
resuscitate a
with
cat.
Unconsciousness?
Maybe. If there are any veterinarians listening right now, do find Zoe.
Just, maybe correct me.
Just to be clear, the Scummy Mummies and Honest Organic Kids in no way suggest you should ever swing a cat around by anything in any sort of room
or to resuscitate.
For no reason should you ever be swinging a cat anywhere.
Oh.
Anyway, again.
Where were we?
So you were saying something about frisbees and dead cats.
No, I was saying how bad it is that people don't go outside. I mean, it's like, it's really addictive, isn't it, phones and technology?
Yeah.
And I think you have to... I mean, my kids love telly, and they probably watch telly all day. It's like, turn it off, that, and then they like whine for a bit, and then you go outside, they're like, amazing, they love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have a bit of a moan, but as soon as they're out there, they're having a good old time.
Always better out.
Yeah, but always better out than in.
Better out than in.
I was about to say, you kind of never regret going out, but that's not totally
no,
true,
it's
is
not
it?
Totally
no,
true.
I mean, I love this country. It's my new home, but the weather isn't always great.
I think it's worse when the weather's really good, because like last summer we had a terrible day. We went to the beach, funny enough, which is a bad idea, because Pete also hates the beach. My kids
it's like you're already in
a
bad mood before you get there.
No, we were like, we're going to be good. We're going to go to the seaside. It's good for the kids. We're going to do it. And so we went to Margate. We drove around for about 3 days looking for somewhere to park. That was relaxing.
Yeah.
And then we went, and then we tried to find a restaurant that had a seat, and eventually we found one, and we sat down, and we took the baby out of the buggy in the high chair, and then they went, oh, just so you know, the kitchen's closed. We won't be taking orders for 45 minutes. So then we went to the beach.
Park.
And of course, because it was a lovely day.
Yeah.
It was Margate. It was a lovely beach. So it was absolutely, it was like Benidorm, but like with even whiter people. Like it was just a sea of flesh. And there was a tiny like postage stamp. We managed to get one towel down and sit on it. And the kids had a paddle. And then we walked the 4 miles back to the car, and then we went home. And we were like, let's never do this again.
But then that you can lose some and win some on anything.
Yeah.
You could have actually had an awesome day. But
we didn't, Zoe.
I know. But you never know. It's not the beach's fault. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about this? I think we should play a game in a minute. But first, should we do some advertorial?
I love advertorial, Ellie.
Yes. And there's something I've been meaning to talk to you about.
Oh, and what's that?
It's Honest Organic Kids, organic juice drink for kids aged 3+. Any questions?
What does it contain? Does it contain juice and water?
It's got juice in it, and it's got water, and nothing else, mate.
This is the natural bit, Ellie.
Honest Organic Kids juice drink. It's delicious, I expect.
It's refreshing, Ellie.
It's so refreshing.
And do you know what I love about it? It comes in than two different flavours.
You are kidding me. Unbelievable.
Shut the front door. It comes in berry, berry good flavour. Can you see what they've done with that? And happily ever after.
Good Lord. Next thing you know, you'll be telling me they're certified organic by the Soil Association.
I am going to tell you that.
Unbelievable. You cannot make this stuff up.
You cannot make this stuff up. Absolutely true, Ellie.
Where can I buy this honest organic kids juice drink?
Would you believe it's available at most major supermarkets, Ellie?
What do you mean most major supermarkets?
Yeah.
Is it in any minor supermarkets? We don't know. No one knows.
But all we can say is it tastes delicious and they're an excellent sponsor of this podcast, Ellie.
Yes, ideal for picnics or outdoor events, as we've just been talking about.
Grab and go.
Do you see what we've done? Yeah. We've seamlessly integrated.
Yeah. I like bringing in Zoe here because it's made her feel less weird.
Yeah. Definitely. This is her dream, to sit around when we talk about juice drink. We're changing lives. And you can follow Honest Organic Kids at Honest Organic. Right, have we done that?
I think so.
Zoe, are you convinced by the messaging?
You haven't talked about festivals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
What do you want to say?
That's outdoors.
That's outdoors.
Yes. And you can take your drink.
I love festivals.
These
are perfect for festivals, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Just fill your car, fill your boots with your fruit juice drink.
What's the best festival you've ever been to, Zoe de Pass?
Oh, I mean, Wilderness last year was pretty good, but I had the baby who was only a couple of months old.
Yeah.
But it was still really good. Camp Festival. I am going to Glastonbury in June. I just was at a festival last weekend in Brighton, which was really good. But Wilderness is up there. Camp Festival, both with kids. And then Glastonbury. I mean, I'll tell you in a few months how I go with that one.
If you're still alive.
If I come back.
Yes. Yeah. Just doing your drum and bass in the middle of the night by yourself. No.
I've had some great times at festivals and I do like them. I do like you always make it a party, Zoe. You do always improve my experience. But I think it's like the camping weighs me down after about day three. I read this great quote by Estée Lalonde, who she said, "I don't like camping as much as I wish I did."
Interesting.
You know, like I want to be that person who's really into it, but it's just there's so much stuff and you don't sleep well and like. But then, festival, you start drinking about 11 o'clock in the morning, you're absolutely fine. You're absolutely golden. So.
Yeah. No, I love a festival. And I love taking the kids as well. They love it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And it's all that. There's no screen time. Yeah. You just go out.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just don't lose them.
I once saw Zoe de Pass, and she didn't know I was looking at you, but you were holding two cups of wine.
Yeah.
One was big and one was little.
Yeah.
And it was obviously someone else's wine, and you poured the big cup into your cup and drank it. And as you were drinking it, then I caught your eyes, and we were like, yep,
we can be friends. Well, always, like, which is my wine? The biggest one.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
I loved it.
Amazing. Like,
yeah.
Now, is it time for a game, Helen?
It is time for a game, Ellie.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
And so today, listener, we are doing a special game. I mean, Zoe de Pass knows us well, but how well does she really know us, Ellie? So we've got a game called Did They Really Do That Outside?
Okay.
Or Who Did That Outside, more
All
likely.
Right, nice.
So I'm going to list a whole lot of scenarios, and you have to guess whether it was me or Ellie.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get one point if you guess correctly. If you have done the thing yourself, you get a bonus point.
Okay.
I've just decided. Is that
okay?
All right?
Yeah. Who nearly got killed by a hippo in Africa?
You.
No, it was Ellie Gibson.
Yes. Hippo outside the tent. I was really convinced it was going to sit on the tent and kill me. More people are killed by hippos than lions in Africa. Did you know that?
Could you just tell me who that fact's by?
That is by Jordan's in conjunction with Farm Partnership. I don't know. Someone told me that.
God, thank God you're all right.
It was random,
isn't it?
I was probably standing up in this tent going, I'm going to die. And my friend was just lying in a sleeping bag laughing. So, you know, it was good times.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Who got involved in a Mexican jungle fire?
Oh, God. You.
No, it was Emma.
Shit. It's also me. Yeah. We got some fireworks. They were paddy made. We set fire to the jungle.
Shit.
And then we had to put it out with seawater. At one point, someone went, call the fire brigade. And like in a film, someone else went, this is Mexico. There is no fire brigade. And I fell over and burnt my knee. Good.
Oh, dear.
Next one.
Dear.
Oh, God.
Who pissed into my... I'll say that again. Who pissed him into their shoes during a hike in Nepal?
You.
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
So shoes.
What gave
Why?
It away?
Because I was doing a wee and I'd held on for so long.
Oh, right.
Very,
I see.
Very strong flow.
Yeah.
Straight into my shoe.
Okay. You didn't use the shoe as a potty?
No.
No.
What? That's a weird thing, isn't it? Just like, yeah. No. I was wearing the shoes and my wee went into my shoes.
Right. All right. Yeah.
It wasn't a sex thing or anything. You'd be amazed what some people are into.
Oh, I know.
For a bonus point, Zoe, have you ever pissed in your own shoes?
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Bonus
That's
point.
Nice.
I think,
yeah.
Who was bitten by a dog in a lumberyard in Vietnam?
Ellie.
Yes.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Went to visit my friend who lived in a lumberyard and a dog chased me round and round, Benny Hill style, until it latched onto my thigh and I had to have 8 weeks of rabies injections.
Oh, funny story.
God.
I love travelling.
Yeah. Ever been bitten by a dog in a lumberyard?
No, I have been bitten by a dog when I was a kid and it made me scared of dogs for a long time.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not
no.
good, is it?
All
right, so half a point
okay.
for that.
Who once threw up outside her tent at her kids' school camping trip?
Helen.
Yes, it was.
Proud.
Not proud. No, not proud at all. Whoopsie doopsie. It was one of those things that, you know, when you're not looking forward to something and then you just drink through it and then I drank too much.
Oh, no.
And had to do a little spew outside the tent.
Oh, nightmare.
Anyway, should have stuck to some fruit juice drink that night. And that's the lesson I learnt. Okay. Who went naked in the sea in Venice during a work function? Naked in the sea in Venice during a work function, Zoe DePass.
Ellie.
No, it was me.
Oh.
I got my BAPS out for a change.
It could have been either, though, to
I
be
mean,
fair.
Look, that's right. We're very loose like that. You're doing very well, Zoe DePass. Do
I'm
play along
there.
At home. Who fell asleep underwater? Who fell asleep underwater?
Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, it could be either of you. Maybe
again, we're both dicks.
Helen.
No.
Ellie.
Ellie, tell the town. See, I didn't believe it. How could you fall asleep underwater?
Not in a submarine, as you might think. But
yeah.
I was in Thailand. I used to be a dive master and I was assisting with this class. And let's be honest, I was very, very hungover and very tired because I used to go out every night and, you know, get drunk with Canadian scuba instructors and do all sorts with them. So anyway, So I was underwater and you had to sit in a big circle on the seabed and like you would just sit like with your on your knees, with your arms folded, and then the students had to do some boring thing like take your mask off or some boring task, and there was loads of them and I just nodded off.
Because
you're weightless, right?
And
you're
so relaxing.
Just very, and you just the sound of your own breathing, there's no other noise, just very, very relaxing. And then I opened my eyes and I saw this student staring at me like,
oh my God.
I was like, no, it's fine. Everything's okay.
Thumbs up.
Okay. I mean, that's quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
My friend and I were talking. She was telling me a story about one of her friends who fell asleep on a zip wire.
But it's a very short period of time.
She fell off. She hurt herself.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, she was fine, but, you know, obviously just fell asleep.
I fell asleep on a Spitfire. True story.
What? An ancient plane?
Yeah. Not in the air.
It's like...
They hired for some stupid video games thing years ago, when I was a games journalist, they hired, because this is the sort of thing they used to do when it was rock and roll, they hired like this old World War II plane to fly me and a load of other journalists from England, from Kent, to Normandy to like visit the battlefields for this war game that they were promoting. And yeah, we're on this old plane, and I just you know, you see me, Helen, I can sleep anywhere, and I cannot stay awake in the plane.
I can't sleep anywhere.
No, me neither.
So I passed out, and all the lads were like, "What are you doing? Like, we're all gonna die." And I was like, my snoring was louder than the Spitfire engine, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Very jolly.
Should we wrap this up? Who got bucked by a sheep in a field and cried?
You.
Yes.
Bucked, but you were riding a sheep.
No. It came up and round to me.
Oh, right.
Like a buck.
All right.
No,
a buck's like when you get kicked off, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
Like a buck and
buck. Was it head buck?
Butt.
A
nut.
That's a butt.
Oh.
A butt.
Yeah.
Like a head butt.
Yeah. I was buttered by a sheep.
Bucked would mean you were riding it, you know, like a what are they called?
Oh, like bucked off.
Yeah.
When you said it, I thought you meant it kicked you with its back legs, but you know it butted you with its
butt. Oh, not buck.
Have you been saying head buck for 40 years?
it's led me to very interesting situations. should we do one more?
Yeah, one more, go on.
Okay. Who did a backflip in a lake and lost her swimmers and had to emerge out of the lake in the nude?
Again, could have been either. I reckon Ellie.
No, my friend.
No, it was me. There's a theme to the Scummy Mummies, and it's that we like to get our boobs out.
I wouldn't put swimmers on to go in a lake. Waste of time.
True.
I've done a poo in a lake once.
Oh,
I thought you couldn't pass... you said.
Yes, but that was when I was little. And it was quite liberating because it's like Russian roulette. Who knows where it's going to go?
That's true.
Could touch someone on the leg. Ooh. Could be eaten by a fish. I mean, it's a nice way to finish, really.
Yes, no,
get outdoors, everyone. Yes. We're so outdoorsy.
So outdoorsy. Have you got any sort of outdoorsy, exciting things you've done, Zoe, that you'd like to share?
No.
Fair enough. Great chat.
Not safe for work.
No, I have a few confessions. So one, I blame you guys entirely for, because it was after we had a chat at a festival and everyone talked about peeing in potties. So I thought, well, everyone else is peeing in potties. Why don't I pee in a potty?
Get involved.
But I had like a long, long festival wee and the potty wasn't big enough. That was inconvenient.
Oh, you had an inconvenient trip.
That was an inconvenient trip.
A big spill. Was it inside or outside the tent?
A bit of both.
Ooh. Yeah.
In the porch.
Oh, that's a shame.
I've done that too. And an overrun and we were on a hill and I just watched.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the
we're
Nile.
On a hill.
Yeah, you could see like estuaries of wee going down.
And then I was cursing you guys while I was doing that.
Fuck them.
And then what was the other one? I actually, when this happened, I also thought, I'm never going to tell anyone this, but time's passed.
Time to put it on the internet, Zoe.
So we were at a kind of fair and we queued up for ages to buy my son this hot dog, massive hot dog, and the sausage fell out the hot dog.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, what a nightmare. And I just wet wiped the mud off and then gave it back to him in the bun.
He's still alive.
I know. Then I've been like, oh, that was really bad. And only now I can talk about it. And then the last one is that when we're again at a festival, my son drank what he thought was water. Uh-oh. And it was gin.
Oh.
I mean, he didn't actually drink it. He put it in his mouth and he spat out. And he was like, that's really spicy water. And I was like, oh, shit, that was the gin that we decanted. And then, I mean, I don't think he drank much, but he did have a sleep for 3 hours. And I have three outdoors confessions for you.
Love it. Oh. That'll do us for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Oh, I think so. Amazing. I think that's the Scummy Confessions done.
Yes, it's fantastic. If only you'd had some Honest Organic Kids juice drink with you, Zoe, instead of spicy water, which brings me neatly to say thank you to our sponsor for this episode.
I love our sponsor, Ellie.
They're, do you?
Yeah. They make refreshing drinks. Yep. They're kind and they're great lads. That's what
they're
I'm saying.
Kind. They are, of course, a great bunch of lads. So, yes, you can follow them at Honest Organic. You can follow us at Scummy Mummies. Where can they follow you?
Dress like a mum.
There we are. That's snappy.
Look at all the admin we've achieved.
just doing so much.
I would love people to rate, review and subscribe to our podcast.
Yes.
That would be great. And also to announce that we are going to Edinburgh. We have announced it before, but I'm announcing it again. I'm doing multi-announcements.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, from the 1st to the 25th of August. And we've also announced our big autumn tour and Christmas tour will be announced shortly.
And tickets are selling remarably fast. I'm not just making that up.
This is actual, true facts.
That I made up.
Literally, they are.
Yeah.
That's great.
So get some. Thanks, man.
All right.
Yes. Is that it? Are we done?
I think so. And thanks to the Horniman again.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes. That horny man.
That horny man.
Yes.
He's been a right laugh.
Thank you so much, Frederick Horniman, for, yes, touring the world in your tea clipper hundreds of years ago, filling it with stuffed animals so that we could sit here and do a podcast about juice drinks today in 2019.
Who would have thought? I know, right?
It's what he would have wanted, I feel like. It is what he would have wanted.
Exactly.
That's what this museum was built for.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Shall we end this thing?
Yes. Thank you so much, Zoe. As always, you've been amazing. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. He's swinging the cat stuff. It's really funny.
Are you Googling swinging a cat to resuscitate it?
Okay. I'm just going to watch a YouTube video just so I
know. What is it?
She's not swinging it.
Oh,
I'm just a video on how to resuscitate.
You're still recording this, Emma. Yes. Okay.
You need to do a short, sharp sort of puff of your cheeks in.
Spin it round your head.
No, maybe the swinging bit isn't a fact, but it's good to know.
Wait, has she got a cat there?
No, that's a toy. It's a toy. It's just, you know.
It's a saucy Annie cat.
Yep.
A few breaths in to see if that makes a difference.
Let's just fast forward because it's not. She's not swinging it.
I want to know how many people.
Oh, you just resuscitated like a normal thing. You don't swing it. Don't swing it. Okay, guys.
Like a sentient being.
So that's
CPR for a cat. I'm sure there's something you swing to resuscitate.
I really think you've got enough room to swing a cat confused with an unconscious cat.
Oh. Not enough room to swing a cat is a line of...
I don't have enough room to resuscitate this cat.
How did that happen then?
That's another podcast.
Anyway,
we should do a whole Zoe DePass veterinary advice.
And then we just want like the cut to of her swinging a cat.
And the whole podcast is just Zoe getting like animal husbandry mixed up with like old sayings like, right.
Cat pajamas.
If a camel faints, you should try to put it through the eye of a needle. That's what you should do.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.